Wilson DiIulio, American Government, Chapter 1, The Study of American Government. There are two major questions about government: who governs and to what ends. Your text, American Government, will focus on the first question and will encourage you to develop your own answers to the second question. Democratic theory recognizes that the answer to the question, who governs, is more complicated than the people. Participatory democracy has only been a reality in a limited number of cases. Representative democracy gives rise to an elite. Elite theorists have given at least four answers to the question of who governs. First, there is the Marxist theory, which says that those who own the means of production and thus controlling the economic system will control the government. Second, there is the power elitist theory, which says that a few top leaders who are drawn from the major sectors of the United States polity will make all important decisions. Third, there is the bureaucratic theory, which holds that appointed civil servants control the government without consulting the public. Lastly, there is the pluralist theory, which says that competition among affected interests shapes public policy decision-making. In order to choose among these theories, or to devise new ones, one must examine the kinds of issues that do and do not get taken up by the political system, and consider how they are resolved by the system. It is not enough to merely describe governmental institutions and processes. Distinguishing between different types of democracies is a very important part of this study. The framers of the Constitution intended that the United States be a representative democracy in which the power to make decisions would be determined by a free and competitive struggle for the citizens' votes.